Well, for another day, in the seemingly never-ending saga that is Brexit, voting continues in the British Parliament for a third day, and in the last hour, MPs have backed a motion to delay Brexit beyond the scheduled departure date of March the 29th. An amendment in support of a second referendum was earlier rejected. This now falls, of course, the 27 European Union member states to grant Britain a leave extension. They just don't have to if they don't want to. How long that might be is also up for debate. The EU leader Donald Tusk says he's open to a long extension. Alberto Alemano is Jean Monnet Professor of European Law at HEC Paris Business School. He's also an advisor to the European Commission in the European Parliament, and he joins us from Paris. Alberto Alemano, welcome to breakfast.
Hello.
What are the signs? Will European leaders agree to extend Britain's exit from the EU beyond the 29th of March?
Well, this is the question that will be at the centre of discussions as early as tomorrow morning in Brussels. There is a lot of Brexit fatigue on the side of the 27 member states. There's a sentiment that there's been a waste of time and resources over the last 2 years and a half negotiating an agreement that was not even given a chance by the British. And now there seems to be no agreement whatsoever even in leaving the European Union, even without an agreement. So the question is whether the European leaders find useful to provide the United Kingdom some more time to think about what is their best solution. Apparently, there's no agreement even on the UK side. As you know, some Tories have currently voted against some Labour members. They actually voted in favour and vice versa. So there's no really a clear, defined desire for an extension either, which makes the job of the European leaders even more difficult. My feeling is that we cannot take it for granted that the European head of state and government will be given such an extension. But we also have to realize that there are European elections coming up in 3 months' time. So if the extension is going to be, as the British government seemed likely to ask in the coming days till the end of June, well, it is possible that this technical extension will be given because the European elections will not be held in Britain, and therefore no new UK representatives will be joining the European institutional apparatus in the coming months.
Okay.
It might act as a sort of Trojan horse in the new political environment.
Okay, now just trying to make sense of what actually has happened in Britain overnight, or in the last few hours. It's, as we've said, the British Parliament voted. It wasn't a unanimous vote by any means, but it did vote for an extension. Theresa May, the Prime Minister, has said she will take that request to the EU, a request to delay Brexit until June the 30th, only if Parliament approves a deal by next week, basically on her model of quitting Brexit or something around that. So do you think that any approval from the EU to an extension would mean that that Theresa May would have to come armed with some kind of agreement on some kind of deal? It wouldn't just be an open-ended extension?
Certainly not an open-ended extension. This is pretty clear. Even Donald Tusk has clearly suggested that the motivation should be there for an extension, regardless of whether it's going to be a short or a longer one. And the European leaders might currently condition the granting of such an extension on some specific developments, like possibility of holding elections or holding a second referendum. And I expect European leaders not longer to speak with one voice. It has been a bit of a miracle to see the 27 member states speaking with one voice during the negotiations. But ahead of the European elections, this consistency, this political consistency, is no longer there.
Alberto, so can I just interrupt you there to make it clear to everybody, too, that any approval for delay on Brexit from the EU requires the approval of all 27 EU member states, doesn't it? So they've been unified to
correct
so far, but if one single country says no, then the answer is no. Is that correct?
That's correct. We know that the request for an extension requires the unanimous agreement of all 27 member states. De facto, that means that every single country has a veto power that might be exercised. So if the European Council on March 21st was to consider such a request, giving priority to the need to ensure the functioning of the European institutions might be ensured during the extension.
Okay.
President Juncker is discussing with the head of state and government at this moment. But to tell you the truth, this conversation never took place because European leaders never imagined to reach that stage only a few days before March 29th. To discuss a possible extension.
Okay, just one final question, Alberto. Brexiteers, those in favour of Brexit, have raised the prospect of Brussels attaching tough conditions to any extension, time extension. Do you think that's likely?
I don't think the conditions that the imposal might impose will be tough per se, but I think it is legitimate for the European leaders to wonder why such an extension should actually occur after almost 3 years of negotiations. There should be a clear motivation justifying this further extension, which inevitably has an impact on the political landscape of Europe ahead of the European elections to be held at the end of May.
Alberto Alemano, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Alberto Alemano is Jean Monnet Professor of European Union Law at HEC Paris Business School. He's also an advisor to the European Commission and the European Parliament. And the news out of Britain just in the last hour or two is that the British Parliament has voted for an extension in Brexit beyond the exit date now due of the 29th of March. Theresa May says Brexit could be delayed by up to the 30th of June if MPs back her withdrawal deal in a vote next week. So that's the deal that they've already said no to twice. So see if anything has really actually changed. It's 18 past six on Breakfast.